I'm Aisha Shakya, and I'm originally from Nepal, and I've been living in the US for the past 3.5 years. I'm currently the digital content producer at Malala Fund, and I'm here today with Anuj and Deepika for their podcast At the End of the Day, and I'll be talking about my transition from being a student in New York to being a working professional and basically everything that I've been through in the past few years.
Aisha, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm so happy that I finally get to meet you because I've been hearing about you a lot and I follow you on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you. I've been following both of you as well, and I'm really great that I get to meet both of you together.
Okay. Yeah, just because you did not mention in the introduction, I have read a lot of articles that you wrote when you were working for Nepali Times in Nepal. So you are also a journalist from Nepal as well, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what brought you here? Not on the podcast, in America.
Well, so like Deepika just said, I was working as a digital journalist back in Nepal at Nepali Times, and I did that for nearly 3 years, and it was really great for me because it was my first job coming out of college, and I got to learn a lot, and I did a lot of work in Nepal. But then I think after a point, I felt like, okay, like what's next? Like what can I be doing more? I want to grow more. I want to learn more. And I also wanted more exposure, especially in like digital media, in that digital sector. And so when I was in Nepal, I was like, you know, what more could I be doing? And I felt like my next step would be grad school. So I started looking into like graduate programs that I could apply to, and I found one in New York University, which really interested me. And I obviously applied to other colleges as well, just, you know, as a backup. But then NYU was the best option for me, and I thought like this would be a great learning opportunity for me to like further my career and also to like further my skills, and also the fact that it's in New York, and you know, like you can never say no to New York.
So what program you were in NYU?
So it's this program called Studio 20. So it's under the journalism department, but it's slightly different. It's not like a traditional journalism program. Like we don't we don't focus specifically on just reporting or like writing. We're also focused a lot on how like, you know, how like digital is a huge part of journalism, how technology goes, you know, goes alongside media. And basically it's like, it was a very different program. And it basically allowed me to sort of like explore other aspects that I had not done before. And again, like sort of like, you know, be more digital in general. So yeah, it was a great program for
me. And how was the experience like being an international student at NYU?
It was great because I think, I mean, NYU does a really good job of like, you know, really getting in a lot of international students into the school. So I feel like my experience was very like, it's very diverse. Like I feel like a lot of my classmates were not from the US. It was probably like 70% of us were all from different countries. And it was great because like you get to learn a lot about other people and their countries and like also like how media is like in different countries. But then at the same time, you're also learning a lot about how media is like in the US as well. And also like, you know, just things about like, what are, you know, what's new in the country, like what is in and what is not in media. So I feel like that was a really great space for me to learn about like, you know, basically US in general and also other countries. And then at the same time, like because I had so many different friends from like different countries, we were all going through the same challenges, you know, being a new, you know, like being a new immigrant in a country where you've never been. And I think that was, again, it was like a steep learning curve. It was not always easy. You know, you're in a country where you don't really know a lot of people and you kind of have to start from scratch. And, you know, it's like, you know, you're basically doing things on your own. But then I think it's because I had friends who were going through the same thing. I kind of felt like I wasn't alone in this. And I was kind of like learning and pushing through it, you know, along with them.
So were there a few things which you felt like, okay, had I known that this is what I was going to face, I could have better prepared before coming to the US when you got in the graduate program? Were there a few things as such?
There were a few things. I feel like maybe like sometimes what happens is like, you know, you think you know things better in hindsight, right? And you're always like, maybe I should have done things different. I feel like for me, you know, maybe before coming to the US, I could have probably done more research on how, like how the media, you know, industry is like in the US, like what, you know, basically also like what does media here focus on? Right. And just being more aware of just like, you know, the culture in the US. Mm-hmm. I feel like I thought I was very much exposed to like, you know, the culture in the US and, right. you know, basically like pop culture or like what people are into in the country. But I don't think I was, you know, I could have been doing better. Right. So I feel like maybe when I was in Nepal, I could have researched more on that just to be more aware of how things are in the country. Because sometimes what happens is like when I first came here, everything was so, it was just like, it was a slight cultural shock as well, you know, and I really had to like adjust and like, you know, adapt myself to my surroundings. Cool. And yeah. I think of course like that experience and that process made me who I am right now. Right. But then at the same time you sometimes feel like, oh, like did I really have to go through all that hardship? I could have been doing more. Yeah. But yeah, so I always feel like, you know, there's always, you know, even now if you tell me, I'll be like, I could be doing so much more. I could be doing more research. I could be doing more like, you know, like meeting more people. But then, yeah, I guess that always happens.
Right. And one of the misconceptions we immigrants have is like, whoever watches, you know, a lot of Hollywood movies, they think that they understand America, but it's actually not the same.
Yeah, no, that is 100%. Because I used to be one of those people. Right. I was like, you know what? I watch Friends.
Yeah.
Like, I know how New York is like.
How friendly they are.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I totally know everything. And then I came here and I was like, okay, I know what like New York is like in the show,
right.
but not in real.
Right.
But then again, I feel like it's an experience, right. and like you kind of have to go through it. And everyone has like similar but different experiences. But then I think at the same time, like you said, like, you know, like if I was more aware of certain things, being very practical, I think maybe, you know, when I came here as a student, I was focused on only on grad school.
Right.
I was like, my goal is just to graduate and get done with my studies.
Right.
But I feel like maybe back when I started, I could have done more about like, what could life be like after grad school, like after graduating, you know, like what work do I, you know, what job do I want to do? Like what field do I want to go into? Do I want to stay in media? Like, you know, is there any potential being in media or like, should I diversify?
Mm-hmm.
So things like that. But I think back when you're a student, you know, your entire focus is just like getting your papers done, your assignments done.
Yes.
So you don't think, you know, completely beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only when you're about to graduate when you're like, okay, like,
now what next?
So I think I could have been thinking about now what next, like little earlier.
Yeah. And this is a perfect segue for my next question, which is, how did you navigate as to what is your next step when you were closer to your graduation?
So I think it kind of like started like around like when I was doing my summer internship. So I got my summer internship at Facebook while I was still at NYU. And I think at that point, it was, you know, like your summer internship is like, that was my first like official work in the US.
Right.
And I think while I was working there, I was like, okay, like, you know, like this is how it feels to be working in the US, right? That was my first like.
And that too in Facebook.
It obviously was a great experience for me, but then it also kind of exposed me to like what working culture is like in this country. Because I was only used to working in Nepal and that was very different from what I was, you know, exposed to in New York.
Aisha, I know it's really hard to crack a summer internship in a very good places, you know. And how did you crack that Facebook internship?
Okay. Crack the I love that term. I think being, you know, in NYU, I got that. Like, I got to meet a lot of different people working in these big companies. And one of them was actually, like, there was someone from Facebook who actually came to NYU to give us a talk. And during that talk, I was like, okay, like, this is interesting. Like, because initially, I always thought, like, Facebook as a social media platform.
Right.
But then it was only after this talk that I realized that, no, like, Facebook plays such a important role in like the media industry, like it plays such an important role with news. So then I was like, okay, like I could be doing things like this, you know, in Facebook. It's a platform that everyone uses, right?
Yeah.
So basically, like, you know, because of like, you know, and I think it all just comes down to networking, because someone from Facebook came to my program and then got to meet like all of the students in my program and realized that, okay, like we have potential.
Yeah,
So basically what happened was like closer to like summer, they reached out to my program and they were like, okay, we have a couple of positions open in the news partnerships team at Facebook, and like, would these students be interested in applying? And I and a bunch of others, like, we were all obviously very interested in applying for a Facebook internship. So I applied, and again, like, I really didn't know if I would get it or not, because, like, you know, I was like, I came from a strictly like media, like digital media background. But yeah, so like, but I got it, and like, I'm really great that I did, because then it again like exposed me to, like, first of all, like, you know, like Facebook as a platform, and also like the role that Facebook plays in news, and again, like, increasingly, like, how, you know, how like media industries, you know, how media is so like so deeply connected with platforms like Facebook. And what happened was, like, they extended my summer internship into my fall semester, like my final semester of my university as well. And I thought, like, you know, that was a great opportunity for me, because that really allowed me to, like, study, but then at the same time work. And that was, like, again, I think that was probably one of the best time that I had in grad school. It was definitely the most difficult time too, because I was studying, going to classes, and working as well. But then I felt like, you know, I came to New York to do that. Like, I didn't come to New York to be lazy. Like, I came to New York to learn, to do as much as I can, to basically get more exposure and get more skills. So yeah, so basically it was like, it was like a part-time job. After like my, like my Facebook internship, I was like, I was kind of like thinking, like, okay, what should I be doing next? Like, do I, you know, do I want to stay in journalism, or do I want to do something like journalism, like, you know, sticking with like producing content, but then not necessarily for a news organization. So I definitely went through that stage where I was like, do I really want to do it or not? And then I found this like position at Malala Fund for a digital content producer. It was actually like, I actually have a friend at Malala Fund. And again, this is all comes down to networking. Again, it was again like word of mouth kind of a thing. So she told me there's this position, like, have a look at it, and if you're interested, apply. And I looked at it, and I was like, this is exactly what I want to be doing. Like, it's like, you know, like, it was basically like producing content for our like digital platforms. Like, again, like, it's again similar things that I've done in the past, but then for a very different audience. And the thing is, like, Malala Fund, like, it basically advocates for girls' education, especially for like, you know, the first 12 years of school. So our audience is primarily younger people, and I felt like working at Malala Fund would really allow me to sort of like you know, do things that I've done before and like apply my skills, but then, you know, like sort of like catering to a younger audience. It's almost been a year now at Malala Fund, and it's been really great because again, it's like sort of like using my skills and knowledge, but then again, like, I'm learning so much more working here. And again, it is very different from what the things that I've done at Facebook or things that I've done at Nepali Times, but then it's also everything is very related. I feel like all of my previous jobs have sort of like led me here, and it's great because that's exactly what I want to be doing. Like, it's almost like I'm gradually growing and expanding myself. So
listening to your story, it's really fascinating how you smartly played your career. You know, like, you were a guy from Instagram or Facebook came to your class, you know, you connected with him, you applied for an internship, you got that, and then you pitched since you had a good social interaction with them, you pitched an idea about like doing a thesis program, right? So, which was really helpful for you when you applied for Malala Fund. So, when you look back, if you had to do things differently, what would have, what you would have done?
Okay, let me think. This is such a hard question. I think like not differently, but if I if there were certain things I could be doing more, I would say. So I think again, like something like similar to what I said earlier, like, I, you know, when you're a student, you're really only focused on like your assignments, your courses, and then only around like when you're gonna graduate, you're like, okay, what next? And I think also for me, like when I first came to the US, I came with the mindset that I'm only gonna come here for grad school, and then once I'm done with grad school, I'm gonna go back. Like, I was very confident that I was gonna go back to Nepal, but then again, like, you know, things happen, and like, you know, especially once you start like studying here and working here, I was like, okay, I wanna be working here further. And I feel like I really changed, I would always change my mind very last minute. So like, after graduation, I was like, okay, no, I want to work here. And then once I was working, I, you know, I was still like, would I, am I going to go back to Nepal after a year? Will I continue to stay here? And it was only after I almost worked for a year that I was like, okay, no, like, I want to continue working here.
Right, right.
So I think maybe in hindsight, I would feel, I think, you know, I wish I was more decisive earlier.
Uh-huh.
So if I had made up my mind a little earlier thinking, and I think it's also very important for people to do that, just to plan ahead. Because I think especially now, especially if you're an international student coming to the US, like you do have to plan ahead. Because for us, it's not only about like, you know, studying and then getting a job, because like you do have to deal with a lot of visa issues and you have to plan this in advance. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't work last minute, or you're going to go through a lot of hardship if you leave everything to the last minute.
Right.
So I think like it's you know, just to be practical, it's always, and so that you don't have a hard time running around, it's always better to plan ahead. So I think I would definitely be planning ahead.
So if anybody wants to reach out to you for any career advice, what would be the great like platform for you to reach out?
If it's like specifically very like career related, I would say like add me on LinkedIn or like, you know, just send me a request on LinkedIn or like, you know, message me there.
Yes.
I mean, I do get messages like that and like, and I'm always like, you know, I'm happy to help when I feel like I can give a lot of like relevant good advice. And I think LinkedIn would be the best platform, but also Twitter, because I feel like sometimes Twitter is also a great platform to sort of like network around.
Thank you so much for your time today, Aisha.
Thank you. This was amazing. I'm so happy that I got to talk to both of you, and I've been watching your shows for so long, and it's always been like really fun and engaging, and it's also a really great, like, it's also a great learning platform, even for me, like, you know, and I can imagine it can be so much more helpful for people who want to come to the US and like study here or work here. So I think you guys are doing an amazing job.
Thank you. Before we say bye-bye, we would like to thank English Speaking Union Arnik for providing us the space to record this conversation. If you are a new immigrant in the US, Arnik ESU provides free English language classes and free professional development classes. So definitely get in touch with ESU Arnik.
And if you want to watch and listen to our previous episodes, log into podcast@theendoftheday.com.
Okay, so time to say bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Hi, guys. We have the 100th episode of our weekly podcast At the End of the Day coming soon.
So we would like to invite you to our 100th episode.
We would like to acknowledge you and celebrate all the amazing guests we had in our podcast.
So please send us your feedback.
Send us your feedback and wishes for us.
Text us, send us your audio feedback, video feedback, anything you want to say for our 100th episode.